Emma had a close relationship with her grandmother. So when Emma thought she might be pregnant, that's who she confided in. "I can't be pregnant, Grandma," Emma whispered into the phone. "Mom will kill me." "We'll get through this," her grandmother said. "We'll talk to your mother and we'll get help together. Whatever happens, I'm with you." Soon afterwards, Emma, her grandma, and her mom came to us for Emma's pregnancy test, followed by an ultrasound. Emma's grandmother waited outside because of COVID occupancy limitations, but Emma's mom went into the ultrasound room with her. When the profile of the baby's head and body filled that ultrasound monitor, Emma glanced over at her mom. She expected to see anger, but instead, she saw wonder. Emma breathed a sigh of relief, and before long, she and her mom were giggling and laughing together at the baby's adorable movements. As they left that day, Emma's mother said to her, "I'm going to help you, sweetie, in every way possible." A grandmother's support, a mother's changed heart, a daughter's relief, and a baby saved from abortion. This is God at work. Isaiah 45:22 says, "Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other." Verse 24 continues, "They will say of me, in the Lord alone are deliverance and strength." Friends, we must always remember that the remedy for abortion is the righteousness and strength of God found through a relationship with Jesus Christ. And this remedy is not beyond our reach. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, the one whose miraculous birth we have been celebrating all season long. We need him and can call out to him today. We have all been created for him.